السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Here in front of you, we have a hamza. The sound that a hamza makes is a. It comes from the bottom of your throat. It lives in the throat house. It is a. And then we have another letter, which is ha, ha, ha. I tell the children that this sound ha comes from the bottom of your throat, and it sounds like as if someone has run out of breath. Ha, ha, ha. Or it's like an old person who's really tired and is in pain, and so she or he is saying ha, ha. Or she's walking and she's finding it very difficult. Ha, ha. So that is a, and this is ha. Both of them live in the throat house. Here we go. I'm going to just show you the throat house. Now it's complete. The children know all the letters. We were introduced to these letters. We introduced them to the gha and the kha, the a and the ha. And today we introduce them to the a and the ha. Ha, a, ha, gha, kha. And they all belong in the throat house. Okay, so now that is those six letters that we have completed of the hurufi halaqi, and they are all here in front of you. The most difficult one, I think, to say from all of these sounds is really actually the a. The a sound is the one that is coming from a place in your throat that is not commonly used in your English language, or so it's something even in our it's when you hear in Arabic, anybody speaking in Arabic, they really emphasize this particular sound. Like they'll say assalamu alaikum, so there you hear the ayn. Or if they say a name of someone beginning with this letter, it's Umar. It's not Umar, it's Umar. Or it's Ali. So it's A, it's a very definite sound. That, you know, when we say Ali or we say Umar, it's not really, we're not really saying it right. So that's a sound that's a little bit difficult just to articulate. But it is an important, you need to get your children to practice, and we ourselves must have this letter clear. Otherwise, it would sound like this one, A. Okay? Now the thing is, later on what happens is that in this, when we have done the hurufi halaqi, and then your child comes across this particular letter and it has anything on it, you need to tell the children that when alif has anything on it, it makes the sound as well. Now I have told you, when we were teaching the children, we said that this sound is a, but this letter is, the name of this letter is hamza. So it gets a little confusing for the children, but there's really not much confusion once you begin to read, or once the child begins to read, because it becomes pretty easy to understand. Okay? Sometimes, mostly in the Arabic Quran, you see the letter, the Arabic letter coming up like this, the A. It comes up like this. So it is something to note. But again, when you talk about the hurufi tahajji letters, they are 29 if you count these two as separate letters. But if you count this as one letter, then it is 28. Like I have the qaida here, and you will see in this qaida here, you see that alif right on top. Now just to tell you what the names of the letters are, I will do that right now. We haven't done one actually, so we should do that, but I will tell you that's alif, ba, da, fa, jim, ha, kha, dal, dal, ra. Then you have za, sin, sheen, sad, dad, ta, dha. Then you have ayn, ghain, fa, qaf, kaf, lam, mim, noon, waw, ha, hamza, And this last one we haven't done yet is ya. This is ya. As you can see, we have it right here. I will just show it to you. This is ya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Here is in here, right here, we see the letter ya. It is the last letter of the huruf tahajji. It's ya. Do you see how two dots are made under it? Sometimes this letter comes without those two dots. Sometimes it's by itself. But it's a good thing to show the children with the two dots, because later on, when they do this letter in its half shape, you see how it is made with two dots at the bottom? Now this is how it will look always. And it's very close to what you see in the letter ta. Now when you see ta in this half shape, you'll have the dots on top. This is ya. Okay, so this is something to think about, that here, when you teach a child, try and teach the ya with the two dots at the bottom, okay, so that the child is familiar with that. And I always say that's a duck and she's sitting on it, two eggs. So that's a nice way of them understanding this letter. All right, so here we have the entire huruf tahajji, as you can see, and we have completed this finally, all of them. And it has been, if you spend time on the huruf tahajji with the children, then what you will find is that the children will be able to understand the rest of the lessons much easily. It'll be much easier for them to do this, because this is the basis of good recitation. If the children know how to recite these particular, all these letters properly, inshallah, they will not have a problem in articulating the sounds correctly. Okay, so do work on this. Make sure that this is absolutely, absolutely perfect, or as perfect as you can get. I'm not a tajweed master or anything like that, but I try whatever I am able to. I try to give my children the best of what I know. So I think that whatever you can, or however well you can, please do emphasize the correct pronunciation of the huruf-e tahajji. If you do this, inshallah, Quran will be a breeze, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala has said that I have made the Quran easy. Is there anyone who will take heed? So we really must try and build this foundation well within ourselves, for ourselves, as well as for our children, especially for those who are non-Arabic speaking. And this is something that we need to do it's part of our deen, to be a good Muslim, inshallah. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us, and may this lesson on huruf tahajji have been fruitful for all of you, whoever uses this way of teaching, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.